welcome. You have tuned in to WWGH 107.1 FM Radio. The program is live, and my name is Linda Sims, and the name of the program is called A Voice of a People. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. You can download free app on any electronic device. The name of the app is called TuneIn. On your cell phone, iPhone, laptops, or computers, and search the word letters WWGH, and you will have the radio programs that we have available to you. Remember, download free app called TuneIn. If you have any questions or comments, please call 740-383-9944. Let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Chappie's Hydraulic, LLC, 1325 North Main Street here in Marion, Ohio, 740-382-8552. Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have an ongoing announcement every second Saturday of every month from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Location again is at Logos Christian Ministries, 582 Lewis Street, Marion, Ohio. They have the free produce market, no appointment or pre-registration required. Simply show up, provide your name and number of people in your family. We have Inspect Ohio LLC, your one call home inspection company with 25 years of experience working for you, out of LaRue, Ohio. Telephone number there is 740-262-0939. Let me get this out the way. We're celebrating Black History Month, which from now for quite some time now is every February of every year. And they have oratorical contests. And this young lady's name is, I think it's Adana Belquist, age 10. This was from April 2018, Intermediate Division, first place, Clinton Elementary School, fourth grade, Columbus, Ohio, career aspirations, violinist. Dr. King expected us not to be the champions of this contest, but the champions of love, justice, and peace for all. And I'm sure we can all use some of that in our world today. Absolutely. And I have a quote here from Dr. Martin Luther King. And it says, Dr. King is arrested on a charge of traveling 30 miles per hour in a 25 miles per hour zone in Montgomery, Alabama. He is released on his own reconnaissance. And that was in 1956. Power at its best is love implementing the demands of justice. Justice at its best is love correcting everything that stands against love. And that was from Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Where do we go from here? Chaos or community? 1967. Thank you for bearing with me through that. Chipotle or Chipotle, however one says it. Voice of Hope. Are inviting friends. The date is February 11th, 2019. Time from 5 to 9 p.m. And they say when you order your food, say we are here for Voice of Hope. And 33% of the price of your meal goes towards Voice of Hope. And that is for the unborn.
What day is that again?
It's February the 11th.
Oh, that's a worthy cause.
Yes, it is. And from 5 to 9 p.m. Yes, yes. You know, they're always on the verge of abortion, yes, abortion, no. You know, or maybe it's just sad when I think about some of the times that we live through right now. You know, and it's just hard to believe some of the things that are going on in our world.
Trying to wrap your head around this one. I heard this past week where one of the eastern states I'll decline saying which one because it didn't go through, praise God. But they had put out there trying to get legislation through that after the birth of a baby, a parent could decide whether to keep it or destroy it.
Is that madness?
That's Satanism at its best.
Who would consider such a thing?
Someone who is so lost in someone who's just wrapped in themselves and doesn't see the beauty of God.
Oh, my. You know, I just had my granddaughter had my first great-grandbaby last July. I couldn't even imagine the thought that that baby had been born alive, breathing, eyes open, you know, entire body functioning, and someone would kill it. Not accidentally, but intentionally, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I don't know where we are in today's society, but looks like we're getting closer and closer to the return of Christ. The voice you were hearing is Cheryl Lee. And I will get with her. Let me see. I did do that. Oh, I do have a thought for you. I have to do that first. I probably lost it.
Sorry, Linda.
Oh, boy. You know, I had it, and somebody called. Somebody texted, and then I lost it again. I'm like, oh, come on. But Cheryl Lee, she is the our regional director?
Just the coordinator for the county.
Coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
For
county
Marion.
Coordinator.
Mm-hmm. County coordinator. Coordinator for Marion, Ohio, for Child's Evangelism Fellowship. And they are also the authors of Good News Club and JYC Club. Good News Club is also in the elementary schools, and JYC Club are in the middle schools. But, you know, we're at a time and a place that we just need more participation. So how you doing?
Real good. Real good. Mm-hmm.
I know Cheryl had been through a hard time, and how's your family coming along?
We're doing good.
You are.
We're doing it. What Linda's talking about is we just lost a grandson who was actually part, because we're small business owners, and he was being groomed mm-hmm. to eventually take over one of the businesses that we have, and we lost him suddenly. And but God was good, and the 11th hour, God had drawn him to himself to where he recognized it. He had wrote me a letter saying, I've never given God 100%, but I'm ready to. I know my life will be better. And then it was a few short weeks later, he went to bed and never woke up. And, you know, when...
And tell them how old he was.
He was 19. When the Lord says that I have taken the sting out of death,
mm-hmm.
praise God, you can stand on that, because the sting is out of his death.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm going to go ahead and do this thought for today, and it's called accept. Accept, we all find occasion to reject and resist another person. We all like to put up a fight against anything we dislike on the evening news as we spectate the world. But we forget that when we decide we will resist somebody or something, either mentally or physically, we only empower the object of our resistance, either in reality or in our own minds. If you want to enjoy the ability to influence, always start with acceptance. If you want to disarm another, begin with acceptance. If you want to encourage and empower another to change, start with acceptance. Don't make it conditional. Otherwise, it's just resistance disguised as acceptance, and you are still trying to control them. Well, it was a lot to get to that point, right?
But that's pretty deep.
Yeah, it is. I enjoy doing thoughts for today. It helps me to think, and probably those who listen also, you know, make you get a little deeper, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's true.
So let's move on with... You say everyone's doing well.
Everyone's doing well, as well as can be expected. You know, we had helped raise this young man,
mm-hmm.
and so he was just, he wasn't just a grandson and a work associate, but he was almost like a son.
Right.
So it was a triple whammy for us. Sure. And, you know, last week, Calvin had came home after a day of inspections, and he had said, you know, I miss him every day. Mm. Because he was out there with him in the trenches and things of that sort. But we also know that we wouldn't want him back, not for one day, because where he's at. And that's the hope and the assurance we have in our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So unless I could, you know, like maybe barter with God, like we all try to do. Let me tell your audience, it doesn't work. You do not barter with God.
No.
But if we could, you know, and if I could say, Lord, just, you know, keep him safe and do this, do that and everything, then I'd want him back. But that would be just selfish and short-lived anyways.
Right.
So someday we'll see him. Someday we'll see him again. And
Amen.
That's what
Amen.
Counts.
Mm-hmm. Amen. And, you know, I think about it because I have a grandson close to that age and a granddaughter. And it's just a thought that they're gone at such a young age, you know,
mm-hmm.
and have all that life ahead of them. But none of us know where death is. We just don't know, Cheryl.
No, we don't. And, you know, the nice part about it was that we had the funeral home mm-hmm. that we were working with was not able to have our showing at the days that we wanted it.
Right.
So we contacted Cornerstone Alliance Church where, you know, they have, we used to be members there
mm-hmm.
and great church. They spoil CEF, Child
right.
Evangelism Fellowship.
Right.
You know, they've always got their doors open for us and stuff. So when this need came up, again, their doors were open for us. And there were just so many young people who came, just so many, to pay their respects to the family and to our grandson
mm-hmm.
for the last time. And Linda, through all of this, we could not have planned it any better. And the spirit was just over it. You know, had a lot of women, the CEF women praying over it, friends from church praying over it, because there was just so many different factions
mm-hmm.
of the, we're a blended family. We're a broken family. So there's so many different personalities and heart conditions. And the one regret that I have is the fact that there was a group of young people just mm-hmm. waiting. And, you know, I was busy talking to somebody, and I didn't listen to the voice in my head saying, greet them.
Right.
And I didn't make it over there mm-hmm. before they were gone.
Wow.
You know, because they had all raised at one time and went up to see our Alex for the last time, and
mm-hmm.
and then they were gone. And it's just like, oh, that was my big regret, was not to be able to share with them.
Right, you know? Right. That's true. And they so need it. And I had made this little note down with the loss of your grandson, how important it is for your children and grandchildren to be exposed to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Give them an opportunity to choose for themselves
mm-hmm.
life or death.
Mm-hmm.
Even a child at 4 years old, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Can understand.
That's exactly right. And God is that powerful
mm-hmm.
that even in their simplicity of childhood, they can grasp the truth.
Yes.
And I think also as we get older too, mm-hmm. and our mind starts getting muddled or foggy,
mm-hmm.
I think even then God can give us the understanding as a child.
Right.
You know, and even his word says, unless you come to me as a child, you know,
that's right.
So
innocent.
It, at any age, that's right.
Right.
His word, his promises are for any age.
Right.
And it doesn't make any difference how much experience we have, or how hardened our heart is because of life experiences. God can take those hearts and he can make them pliable.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That is so true. So true. And those of you who are listening, take note that we're living in a day and a time that this call may be just for you.
That's
or
right.
Or someone you know.
Well, you know, we're a blended family.
Yes.
And my children came out on the Tuesday evening for a dinner, And my daughter is asking me, Mom, who's going to do the eulogy? Mm-hmm. And so I told her who the pastor would be, and she says, but who's going to speak for the family? And at that time, we had kind of left it open for family to be able to say whatever they want.
Right.
And she's like, oh, no, we can't have that, you know. So she had said that she thought my son should say something on his behalf. And Daniel's like, well, okay, I will, but I'm not going to have anything written down. I'm just going to wing it. And see, Daniel at best is probably agnostic.
Mm-hmm.
So the next morning, I'm doing some household chores, getting my day started. And I'm like, Lord, what do you want said?
Right.
What do you want to have shared?
Mm-hmm.
And that little child's prayer came to mind. It said, now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I die before I wake,
right.
I pray the Lord my soul to take. And then the words just started flowing. And I know it's the Holy Spirit
right.
because I can't remember half of them right now. But I'll walk you through what I remember.
Okay.
I started writing immediately. And he was talking about, the Lord was talking about, this is a prayer that we all have learned at some bedside
as a
child.
That's true.
Never thinking that we would someday, or never thinking that we were never going to wake up and have our last breath.
Especially at that age.
Exactly. And parents never thinking that their child
right.
would never rise and shine again.
Right.
But you know, there are two Lords, because it says, now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep.
Mm-hmm.
If I die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take.
Right.
Well, there are two Lords waiting for that soul.
True.
One is the Lord of all things. He's our Creator. He's our Heavenly Father.
Right.
And He is waiting patiently for us.
Mm-hmm.
He's there to teach us,
right.
to guide us, to discipline us, to love us. But most of all, He's there waiting patiently for those who love Him to welcome them home, to embrace us and welcome us home
True.
When the time comes. Mm-hmm. But the other Lord is the Lord of lies
Yes.
and of destruction. He is the master of chaos and deceit.
And deception.
And He is so impatient to grab us.
Yes.
To
yes.
take our souls
Yes.
at any measure, at any time, at any cost. He is there to destroy us.
That's true.
And you know, that God just walked me through that Alex, like I shared earlier, that Alex had chosen a master. He had
yes.
chosen a Lord.
Yes, he did.
And he knew that his life would be better if he had chose Jesus. And, you know, so that it was just wonderful the way God just gave that and the way I was able to share it, because it was a private, it was a private service. And
right.
I do regret that too.
Do you?
I wish it could have been open for his friends.
Yeah.
So that they
yeah.
could have heard that. But, you know, you've got love there.
Yes.
You know, and so we just have to know that God works.
Yes, He does.
He just works in ways that we don't understand. And,
right.
And we just have to say, Lord, this is what we did. Do something better with it.
Right, right. And I do believe this also. When someone dies of that age, that young, 19 years old, that alone speaks volumes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it's unexpected.
Exactly.
Wasn't sick or anything. And, of course, all those young people was... they were overwhelmed by that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. And so I just think that God, because His word was explained, you know, the gospel mm-hmm. was thoroughly explained through the pastor.
Right.
And through what God had given us to share. And I just know, I stand on the promise that His word is never void.
Right.
And you know, we just keep praying that hearts will continue be opening or being softened, and that there are events that are going on with the people who are at that funeral. There are events going on right now in their life.
Right.
That keeps drawing them back to that moment.
Oh,
or
yeah.
drawing them back to that friendship and
yes.
saying, wow, if it can happen to him, it can happen to any of us.
That's true.
You know, and yeah, power... prayer mm-hmm. is our tool.
Yes, it is.
It's our tool, yes, and it's powerful.
Yes, absolutely. Because, whew, when you think about those things, our God is so awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So awesome to pull that young man in just like that.
The 11th hour.
Yes.
I know. It's wonderful.
Just days before he was gone.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And will we miss him? Absolutely.
Yes.
You know, I'm not saying, I'm not telling anyone out there that I won't grieve.
Of course.
Because not. I will. I mean, I'll be doing something out in my yard. He would help me in the summer mm-hmm. with yard work and stuff like that. And I'm sure I will break down and I will cry.
Right.
But, you know, that's just the flesh.
It is.
Going through it. Because mentally, I know. Mm-hmm. In my heart, I have the Lord.
Right.
You know, so you know these things, but you're still going to go through all that grieving. And so is his mother and his siblings, you know, so
yes.
is my husband, you know, and stuff like that. But, and anyone who's lost a child.
Oh, yeah.
Or a loved one.
A loved one.
You know, we still grieve because we're human.
Yes.
God made us that way.
That's right. Even Jesus wept.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right.
So, well, rest in heaven, Alex. Mm-hmm. Rest in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And I know he's truly missed by family and friends. Absolutely. There's no other way that a life that age, and you wonder sometimes why God takes them so young, but he has a purpose.
He has a plan.
Yes.
And I am so thankful that he can see the big picture.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so thankful, too, that I can be involved with Child Evangelism Fellowship.
Isn't that
because
beautiful?
Because even though, I mean, Alex saw, he saw our ministry that we worked with, Linda. He's helped us out with it before, you know. He was brought up with a hit and miss church life,
mm-hmm.
you know, and all those things start, and he saw the example
mm-hmm.
of a Christ-loved home through his grandfather and I. And so all those things start accumulating when he had some downtime recently,
mm-hmm.
and he started thinking, where was he going?
Right.
You know, what direction did he want to continue going? And so God was able to pull all those things together
mm.
and let him see that his direction had to change.
Mm.
And, you know, that's what we're hoping with Child Evangelism
yes.
Fellowship.
Yes.
When we're in these schools and we're going in after school program and we're teaching these children year in and year out, and we only have these children probably for really K through third grade.
Right.
Before they start getting so busy with other activities. Now, we will have some fourth and fifth graders,
right?
You know, in the elementary, and we enjoy having all ages there.
Right.
But really, the sensitive hearts are K through third because
mm-hmm.
they're not so busy yet.
True, true.
And we're able to go into the schools and teach them a history lesson of the Bible and share songs with them and a review game, a missionary story of someone who's actually out there in the field working for the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And these kids, they love it. They love it. And then in middle school with JYC, you know, it's an opportunity to again address what the plan that God has for these young people when the world is so chaotic.
Yes, it is.
You know, when science says that up is down and down is sideways.
And the earth is flat. Have
yeah.
you heard that new one?
No, I haven't heard that one, but that's really crazy,
it's
isn't
out
it?
Out there.
And, you know, so when science, when basic science is being tossed out the window, and these kids,
right.
what do they have to stand on?
They don't.
You know?
They don't have a foundation to stand
exactly.
on.
Exactly. And then we wonder why our world is so crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Child Evangelism Fellowship, we go in there with true love.
True.
You know, and God is love, and Jesus Christ died for their sins and to love them and to give them hope, not to harm them,
right.
but has a plan for them. And we just really, really enjoy what we're doing. We're volunteers. We're all volunteers, so we're
yes,
all going
we are.
In there on our own time. But we do still need to have help with materials. So this is our annual fundraiser.
Mm-hmm.
It is our luncheon and silent auction, and it's coming up March 2nd, Saturday,
That's
March
fast.
2nd. It is. It's 4 weeks. And so please mark your calendars and come, because the luncheon is only $10,
right.
and you will not walk away hungry. And the items that we're going to be auctioning off, who knows? They're all you know, they're all given to us.
Always nice things, though.
There are. There are. Yes. There's always a bunch of nice things. And also bakery. I mean, yes, we always have some ladies from the churches do some baked goods, and those really go well. Mm-hmm. And so that's March 2nd. It's Saturday, March 2nd from 11 to 2, and you will get out promptly at 2. But the doors are open at 10:30. So for the early birds who'd like to come and shop, the doors are open at 10:30. It's a free admission to the auction, mm-hmm. but we would hope that you would participate in the lunch because that's another way of us,
raising
earning
funds.
Funding.
That's right.
Yes, raising funding. And where is it hosted? Cornerstone Alliance Church. Mm-hmm. And that is on Route 4 and Marion Cardington Road. It's the corner of Route 4 South and Marion Cardington Road. You can, if you've got something that you think would be a nice auction item, mm-hmm. you can call Linda here at the station, or you can call myself at 740-262-0939. Or if you'd like to drop it off at Cornerstone, they are so good about letting people drop things off the Thursday and Friday before the auction.
Okay.
So we'll all be out there on March 1st setting up.
Right, right.
But if you can't come out on Friday, and if you'd like to come out and help set up, you can do some early shopping then too. But if you want to, the church will be open, for you to drop things off even as early as Thursday if you'd like to.
And if you wanted to call here at the station, that telephone number is 740-383-9944. Or my personal phone number is 740-361-1162 because I'm also affiliated with Child Evangelism Fellowship.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And I do know that when we're talking about attendance and you're talking about the attention span, basically, of these young people past grade 3, right?
Right.
So when they get in the, middle school,
mm-hmm. Yes.
Their attention span is just not there at all. It's just not there. Yeah.
Well, they, like in middle school, they're really pulled into uh-huh. different directions. But not everyone can be on a baseball or a baseball team
right.
or volleyball, soccer. Not everyone can be a football or cheerleader or basketball. Those are the biggies. Not everyone can be in band or show choir, So there's
a lot.
When Grant Middle School has almost 1,000 children,
yes.
not every one of those children can be on an extracurricular item.
That's true.
Sports or whatever, whether it be chess club or whatever they offer there.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, we'd love to have them at JYC.
Yes, love to have them there. Absolutely.
What day is JYC?
JYC is on Wednesday, early dismissal day. We've changed it and switched it around from Monday to Tuesday to Wednesday, but we still have the same problem. It's trying to get, the young people there. And
connected.
Someone said,
mm-hmm.
You got to change your game. Okay, and I'm praying about that. To try to get their attention. It's got to be something outrageous. I guess, I don't know. I'm trying to think. I want to do a open house again
mm-hmm.
during the lunch periods. And I want to set up in a corner where I can put some of the pictures up, like the dinosaurs and things that get there would probably get their attention. Adam and Eve and, so many things out there that I have access to that Mike has sent me and,
right.
The Christ Child and just in order because I know when we had the sign up at Open House, there was a young lady, she says, she wasn't quite sure about anything, whether she believed or not, or whether it was real or not, or true or not. And I told her, I said, well, only way you're going to find out is come and see for yourself. But she hasn't made that leap.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of them wonder, well, if I go, what are my friends going to think? Well, you're going. So your friends can get jealous of you going and being there, and then they'll come. You know how it is when you're going to school. Well, what are you doing? I'm doing this and that. Oh, we're having a great time, but you have to build it up.
That's right. That's exactly right.
I'm like, build it up. Make it this big thing that, they just can't wait to get there, But I guess it's sort of, they don't understand how big God is.
Well, that's true. Yes, I mean, where do they learn it?
You know, there.
That's right. But you've only got them for an hour.
Yes.
An hour out of the week. And many of these kids, throughout the years with Child Evangelism Fellowship being after school, with parent permission, the children can come. And many of these kids consider the Good News Club, as well as JYC, their church.
Yes.
Because they don't go during the weeks. They're bounced back between mom and dad.
Right.
Or they go to grandma's on the weekend because mom and dad have to work.
True.
You know, so there's a lot of different dynamics going on in the families nowadays.
Yes, it is.
That weren't there in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. Even though the 60s and the 70s were decades of change.
Yes, they were.
Mom and dad were still there.
Still home.
And for a lot of families, mom was still in the household.
Oh, yes.
Which is a luxury that a lot of women are reaching out for now.
I bet they are.
And it really is important for the family.
Yes.
She's more important than what you can imagine.
True.
In the family. And she should be held in high esteem.
Yes.
When she chooses to be a stay-at-home mom.
Right. That's where we got our training.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know?
That's exactly right. So anyways, Child Evangelism Fellowship, their luncheon is the spring luncheon and silent auction is it's going to be Saturday, March 2nd. The doors are open at 10:30. It's from 11 to 2. You can help by being a table sponsor. That means that it's money that we can count on before the first thing is sold, because you're giving a gift to us of $100 or more.
Mm-hmm.
Your company, if it's a company, you will be recognized as a company. If you're just an individual, you'll be recognized as an individual for being obedient and giving and helping our community, our children in our community. You can come.
Right.
Bring a boatload of friends.
Yes.
Make a day out of it.
Yes.
I have sisters from Shelby, Ohio. I have one from Cambridge, Ohio. I have one from Columbus. And they put this on their schedule every year.
They sure do.
And we have a great time.
Yes.
Linda's a witness of that. We're crazy.
And they buy up a lot of stuff. So.
And we're crazy. We're crazy.
Nice stuff.
We have a great time. And you, as a family, can have just as much fun.
Yes.
It is a time to come and to just raise some money for the Lord, but have a great time while you're doing it.
And a nice lunch, too, always.
Yes.
Always.
Yes, yes. And so the lunch tickets are $10 each. We'd like to sell as many of those lunch tickets prior to the auction if we can, because, again, that's money that we know we're going into the event with.
Right.
So, and it's a head count that we can focus on.
Right.
So we would like to have at least 100 to 150 people. You'll be able to come and see the children perform a couple of songs as to what they would learn in their club. So it's fun. You'll also hear probably from our director, Mike Todd. He's a young gentleman who has been serving the Lord in as the director for our chapter. Our chapter is four counties, and we doubled in size in 2018.
Okay.
So we are now at an 8-county chapter. And we have the adoption of Union County.
Okay.
So, you know, for all practical purposes, we are 9-county chapter. And our monies that we raise here at this luncheon stays here in Marion County. Well, it goes into the chapter, but it comes back to us.
Right.
It comes back to us in our paper goods
so
and our needs and stuff like that.
Their money is going somewhere else. It's right here in their own community.
Right.
Serving their own children and friends' children.
So right.
Great.
Exactly. So if they would come and enjoy the fun-filled afternoon and learn about CEF and what we're doing in Marion County and Union County, all proceeds are local Good News Clubs, 5-day clubs, train lead teachers. If you're interested, if the Lord has put on to you this New Year's to get involved in a ministry, you know, you may think that your heart is for women. Get involved with their kids.
Oh, yes.
And you'll definitely capture that woman's heart.
Yes.
If you are a man who wants to strengthen the family by strengthening men, get involved with their children. And you'll have access to that family
right.
and to that man. And so I've always said, get involved with the children.
That's true.
And all other ministries will open up to you.
Oh, yes. That's true.
And, you know, Christ Jesus thought it was important enough to rebuke his disciples when they tried to hush them.
Right.
And said them, let them come, you know, and sat them right on his lap. So should we do any less?
No, because he says, such is the kingdom of heaven. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not about us grown people who think that we're all this and we've arrived already. And some people think they've already made it to heaven here on earth, you know, and you can't tell them anything. They're just stiff-necked and religious.
Mm-hmm.
You know, such a religious spirit. But kids are innocent and their minds are open. They just feed, you know, you can feed them all day long. Their mouths are just open like little fishes in the pond, you know. Their mouths open all the time. And it's such, I remember elementary and it was such a joy teaching those young hearts, really.
Well, and you know, when you think you're not getting across because the enemy is attacking, we all, every one of us go into our school prepared.
True.
Does the lesson go like we think it's going to go?
No.
No. You know, so you know, you have to go with how the Spirit leads you. Because these children, God knows how they need to be taught.
Mm-hmm.
And when you think that you're just ready to throw your hands up and you're thinking, oh, have I gotten to anything, one point across, and then you do the review with them, and they've got it.
Yes, yes.
It's just like, thank you, Lord. You know, I mean, that's the encouragement we need as lead teachers and as volunteers when we do the review. Excuse me, when we do the review and then they come right back with the answers and you're just like, okay, thank you, Lord.
But you know, when we're talking about that tender moment between, say, K to third grade, that's a very special age to pull young people, toddlers almost, into the kingdom of God. You know, because they have that protection throughout their whole entire life.
That's true. And when we do introduce a child to the Lord Jesus, we're there to mentor them too.
Right.
We don't just take for granted that they're saying, yeah, we're doing this because everyone around them is doing it. We counsel them and we pull them off to the side and we walk them through, why are you here? You know, what do you need?
Right.
Why do you need? What is sin? So we're walking them through a series of different questions. And if we find that they can't discern and talk to us in a discerning way, I guess is what I should say, and they can't explain it,
right,
then we know they're not really right there yet. And we'll go ahead and let them know that, I'm glad you came and you're learning a little bit more about Jesus, but let's just keep your ears open and let's learn a little bit more.
Right.
Because we want each one of those children to know and be able to share what they know.
Of course.
And boy, I'll tell you, some of them, they can share, you know, and that's really great. And then the other ones that may take an additional year or may just take a couple more months.
Right, right.
You know, but when they get it, they've got it.
Right.
And that is, Linda, that is the fun part about it. You know, that is the icing on the cake is when we get to share with them.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Great.
And it doesn't get easier because our culture is such that, you know, children, it is muddled, like we've talked about before.
Right, right.
And they don't understand. If you are probably 55 or older, you knew right from wrong. In school, you were taught right from wrong.
Yes.
And you were taught common courtesies.
True.
You were expected to come in. Your teacher had your respect. You know,
or she got it.
Or, you know,
they'd paddle you in a minute back in the day.
and you know, your parents would stand behind the teacher.
Yes, they would.
So there was this whole climate of respect.
Yes, it was.
And respecting authority, where that has even been ripped away from children.
Yes.
And so they really are floundering. And, you know, we're a big part of that. I mean, you know, we just didn't stand for the right things. Right. We just let it happen. But Christ Jesus does not flounder.
No.
He is the same yesterday, right, today, and forever. And it's just when you're saying that you got bedazzle things, mm-hmm, well, I don't know. I don't know how we can get the children's attention without your listeners lifting us up.
That's true.
And praying.
That's
the bedazzle we need.
Yes, it is.
We need faithful men and women praying that God will, that these doors are open, and they are right now,
mm-hmm,
and that God would start drawing these children,
yes,
and that these children would listen.
That's true.
That's the prayer that we need, is that you would lift these schools up. Choose a school.
Right.
Choose McKinley.
Right.
Choose Garfield. Choose Benjamin Harris.
Mm-hmm.
You know, choose Grant. Grant, right, especially.
Yes.
Because of spiritual warfare for these young souls.
Yes.
They're not children. They're not adults.
Right.
They're in between, and they're lost. Choose as a church, as a women's, as a men's prayer group, as a women's club,
mm-hmm,
choose Grant and,
yes,
pray for them.
Yes.
Pray for Linda as she goes in and shares
team,
the gospel,
yes,
and her,
yes,
team.
Yes.
You know, those,
absolutely,
are the things that you can do, whether you come to our fundraiser or not.
Yes.
Those are things you can do within the security and the safety and the warmth of your home. But,
mm-hmm,
remember, there's a lot of these kids that we are teaching that does not have that security.
That's true.
They do not have that warmth. They don't have love,
true,
in those homes.
True.
They are broken in more ways than one.
Mm.
Even the child that comes, I remember one year at Garfield, I was teaching two beautiful children, two beautiful, mm-hmm, young girls in the whole club.
Right.
And I thought they had it all together. Found out their uncle had OD'd. Their other uncle was in prison for,
right,
drugs. You know, they were living with an aunt because their mother was strung out. These kids are exposed to so much. And
yes, they are.
All I'm asking is that you pray.
Right.
Choose a school. Get your friends, get your church to pray for that school. If you'd like to adopt that school and help us financially,
mm-hmm,
that would be super. That would be super.
Yes, it would be.
And the number you can call to get more information is 740-262-0939. 740-262-0939.
Or 740-361-1162. Or here at the station, WWGH 107.1 FM radio would be 740-383-9944. We need your help.
It's just that easy.
The children need your help.
Yes.
They would be forever grateful if someone out there could reach out in such a way that would encourage some of those young people to be a part of a Bible study class.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know, they would be.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I was telling my daughter last evening, I said, you know, my parents didn't take me to church. They sent me, but oh, I'm so thankful they sent me to church.
Same here. And it was a hit and miss.
You know?
It was a hit and miss. Mm-hmm.
So thankful. Because when we were young, those words and God's Spirit was dwelling right in us, teaching us and leading us and guiding us throughout our entire lives.
That's exactly right. And now, did we listen?
Somewhat.
No. I remember as a young adult, I remember,
right,
I had Jesus in my heart,
uh-huh,
and I had just enough knowledge, not much,
mm-hmm,
but enough that I was doing things I shouldn't be doing.
Right.
And I said, Lord, I'm just going to shelve you for a while.
Right.
Just let me be. I'm going to shelve you for a while.
Yes, I've been there.
Praise God.
Amen.
He saw me through it.
Yes, yes.
You know, praise God, he brought me back.
Yes, yes. We didn't know how foolish we were, did we?
Very foolish. And our kids are just as foolish.
Yes, they
don't
are.
Don't you think they aren't?
Yes, they
at
are.
At a much younger age.
Oh, yes.
You know,
yes.
I was on my own at that point in time. And no. Yeah.
They have so much more in front of them than we did. Like you said, we were probably half grown or almost grown to even know some of these things our young people know today. And they're probably still in elementary.
That's right. That's exactly right. Because everything, you know, God says that sin is sin,
right.
That it doesn't change. But the modem of how it gets to your child changes.
Yes.
And, you know, they're on Facebook, they're on Twitter, they're on, this FaceTime now. Mm-hmm. They're on the computers, they're on their iPods, they're, you know, they're on the phones.
Yes.
My two-year-old grandson will pick my phone up, hit the icon for the pictures, mm-hmm. and then start scanning through them. This is that too.
So he already knows, right?
Oh, yeah.
Already knows.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And, you know, and then again, if you do not watch what's on TV.
True.
You really need to sit and watch and listen to the programming that your grandchildren are watching.
True.
Or parents, you need to listen to what your children are seeing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And don't be afraid to turn that channel and explain to them why.
Right.
Have standards in your homes.
That's true.
So important. Have standards in your home, and hopefully they'll be a godly standard.
True.
And, you know.
And they'll grow up with that respect.
They will.
And they'll teach their, you know, children and grandchildren. So that's the aim of Child's Evangelism Fellowship. And I'm saying, Cheryl, we are out of time. I really have enjoyed you being here and sharing with each and every one of us about your experience losing your grandson, and also Child's Evangelism Fellowship and the silent auction that will be taking place Saturday, March the 2nd, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Cornerstone Church here in Marion, Ohio, Route 4 mm-hmm. South. Right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. So thank you for listening to A Voice of a People. Till next time, be blessed.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio, The Talking Place. For Jim Lavelle, the man handcuffed to Lee Harvey Oswald when he was assassinated.
So when you're coming out the door with Lee Harvey Oswald handcuffed to you, you're there to protect him. Take me through that walk. What do you see? How did it happen?
All right, well, as I walked through the door, I could see. I've always made it a habit in my career, especially as a detective, if I went into a room where there's more one people around, I did a quick look over of all of them, up and down. So I saw Ruby. He was standing there, and he was holding that pistol in his left hand, pressed against his leg, down just above his knee. Well, he was surrounded by police officers and reporters, but none of them was looking down. They was all looking up head high, and I saw it. And as soon as I saw that, I was already within 4 or 5 steps of him by that time. And when I saw it, then I knew exactly what was going to happen. So I began my defense on it, trying to jerk Oswald behind me. And I was moving him behind me when he took 2 steps forward, and he put him in arm reach. I reached over and grabbed him by the left shoulder and shoved back and down on him. But at the same time, of course, he'd switched that gun in his right hand and fired. And